All right, let's get this rolling. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 55th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Along with a special guest this week, one of our super amazing, awesome sponsors, I think I ran out of adjectives, Angel Marrero. Hello, Angel.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Excellent. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. As a long-time listener, first-time participant.
Long time, first time. We are covering the week of 9-7 through 9-14. Let's get the boring stuff out of the way and hit these events. As always, though, sponsored by Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Who needs that expensive vape rig when you can smoke your liquid with a pipe? Feel the need to be even more pretentious than your average vapor enthusiast? Come on down to Paper Fedora's Vapor Pipe Emporium. Hey, come on down this weekend for the Inspector Detector Beard Contest. This weekend at the Vapor Pipe Emporium.
Nice.
And kids, if you don't know who Inspector Detector is, A, I'm sad, and B, go look it up.
Oh my God, your wife tried to sell me on that for my son over the weekend, because he was really wanting to watch the movie Disney, the Pixar's Cars.
Right.
And Erica's, and it just wasn't on demand, and we couldn't find it anywhere. And Erica's like, how about some Speed Racer? That's just as good, right? And I was like, eh.
Oh, I would have choked her dead if she'd said that in front of me.
Well, as far as cars racing, that was, you know, the most readily option we had. We ended up not watching that at all. We ended up just going outside and playing. But
Wacky Races would be a better option there.
Yeah.
But you just can't compare a Speed Racer to godforsaken Cars.
Well, you can.
It's got a stupid talking hillbilly tow truck.
Yeah, I mean, it's no sentient monkey.
Yeah.
But
right on Chim Chim, totally whoop him.
When
come
you're
on.
When you're two, you're way more flexible about these sorts of things.
I'm and just until, saying.
Until someone gives me a good reason why Speed Racer has the letter G embroidered on his pocket or on his shirt, then I will stand down.
Translated from the Japanese. You gotta go with it.
Oh, that does not count, but all right, let's do this, Craig. I'm sorry.
All right, your Deadbolt dailies for the week. Today, Yellow Beast. Thursday, Green Bullseye. Friday, Blue Cap. Saturday, Yellow Sentry. Sunday, Red Punisher. Monday, Green Blade. Tuesday, Yellow Patch. And next Wednesday is a Green Torch. For your 5-day, 4-star crash! Of the Titans. recently, what was this? Saturday? Sunday. Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. With Miles Morales in the box there, how did everyone do?
Tedious and failed. I have one level of hide and seek, and that's all. And it worked for a long time, but I just didn't have enough hit points to get around the fact that sleight of hand from Star-Lord does some AOE damage that sneaks through the hide and seek.
Right.
And I had no way to pump him. So that was just, it was tough. If I get one more level of, I don't know, anything, I'll probably be able to be successful next time.
I don't remember how many times it took me. It was 3 or 4, somewhere in there. But I have him at level 111 at 224. And yeah, I was able to pull it off eventually. It was, kind of rough though. Being that it was Star-Lord, I'm surprised he caused me so much trouble, but I'll be opening that token later.
So I got him in the first try.
Nice.
But my Miles is 544.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, so I was able to take all the ISO that we got from the shield ranks and race a couple characters in preparation for the daily the Crash of the Titans. So I got him up to 150, and it's just a matter, you know, just collecting purple until I got enough to like get invisible and then just smack him again.
I also won on the first try. Mine's a 434, level 100. I was going to put ISO into him, and then Ian said, what are you thinking? Just go invisible. And I said, you're right. I'm sorry. And I didn't bother to put any ISO into him, and I just went invisible and plowed my way to victory.
The first time they came around, mine was level 70. I think he was like a I think I had 5 purple already. I maybe had like 1 yellow and one red. But just the purple is the key to getting Miles to beat Star-Lord anyway. So.
Yep. That was also my experience. We'll open those tokens later in the show. The ones coming up, though, on the 9th, are you going to have Venom versus, I don't know, someone I've forgotten about?
Hi, Carnage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm terrible about remembering these things, and I never write them down. And then, so the next one is going to be Nova. So how do those two look for folks?
Oh, bleak. Promising? Yeah, very bleak for me. They're both, you know, characters that are underdeveloped on my roster, and I will not. I will have failed both those attempts.
So my Venom is at 504.
Ooh.
So I haven't used him. I don't know what power I'm missing.
You mentioned the passive, the red, the black passive.
Yeah, enemy give and take.
Yeah, it reduces the enemy projectiles and then increases the enemy attack tiles.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's good I don't have that if he has to face Carnage. And then Nova is at 131, and they're both level 70, so who knows? We'll give it a whirl.
I've got Venom at 331, level 94. My Nova is at a 420, level 70.
Hmm.
So I'm not super hopeful in either of those, but Venom probably has more of a chance than Nova.
Yeah, my Venom is 535 at 172.
Okay,
nice.
Sounds like a solid victory there.
Yeah, and then I think my Nova is, I think Nova is 454, but he's at level 70.
Wow.
Yeah, 454. Yeah,
lots of covers, though.
Yeah, it's been collecting them for a while. I actually have one that's dying. Well, I don't want to get ahead of myself in the rundown, but yeah, it's Nova looks a little difficult because at level 70 it's a little bit hard, but I think Venom, so long as you basically, last time, basically just forward yellow and green until you can basically fire off everything at once so you don't have the problem of all Carnage, you know, creating all those attack tiles and, you know, wiping you down.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want to fire off powers because you don't want to get all those tiles going.
Yeah. I think last time you basically just collect, I think you got enough for 2 yellow charges because that, you know, that hits like a brick, like a ton. So it's just a matter of getting 2 of those, you know, up and running, and it should be okay so long as that Carnage doesn't go, you know, all crazy with the red.
All right. Tour events. Isolate Brotherhood will be running for the rest of the week. 60,000 gets you a purple Kamala Khan. 100,000 will get you the CP. Top 10 folks are getting Ant-Man, and 11 through 200 are Magneto covers. Over in PvP land, Eye for an Eye wrapped up. 800 got you Red Cyclops. 1K was a blue. X-Force Deadpool. Is that right?
I don't think he has a blue power.
Yeah, that does not look right. It's got to be black, right?
Black, purple, red sounds more.
It's got to be a black X-Force Deadpool.
All right.
1,300 was the CP. Top spot was Drax. And 2 through 100 were Human Torch, which rolled you over into Hotshot. Where 800 gets you a Black Torch, 1K for a Red Drax, 1,300 for the CP. Top spots are Red Elektra, and 2 through 100 are Loki covers. So that's the excitement going on there. Before we get into patches and characters, Angel, tell us more about yourself. How long have you been playing this game, and where are you at? What you got?
So, yeah, so I'm on day 873.
Wow.
So I actually have 2 more days to get 25 CP for my daily resupply.
Ooh.
So I've been playing, I think I started playing about maybe 6 months after the game showed up. I was looking for a puzzle game, and I found Marble, which basically satisfied my 3 OCDs, which is Marble, puzzle, and collecting. So it's kind of like the perfect storm, or my wife says the most annoying thing I've downloaded for my iPhone so far. So I've been, you know, I'm in an alliance called the Enlightened. The core of us have been together for about 2 years now. So a bunch of, you know, people that are playing for a long time. Some people that actually predated the data rewards. And, you know, we pretty easygoing, laid back, talk a lot on Facebook about Pokemon Go, which is kind of strange for a MPQ alliance. But pretty PvP focused, but we do PvE. If we get enough, we bring in mercs. Or if we don't have enough, we merc out people to other alliances. So that's... it's pretty fun. Talk a lot and, you know, have fun.
Nice.
What's your favorite team to play?
So it kind of depends on what we're talking about. Like if it's PvE, I'm really liking Old Man Logan, Phoenix, and Switch. Cause that basically, you know, Switch is creating purple. Purple turns into red cascades, and OML just mows down everybody. In PvP, it's basically OML with whoever is boosted. right now it's, you know, basically OML and Rogue and pretty much walk up to like 1K without being touched. And yeah, the last time when the patch PvP came up a while back, everybody was like, no!
Apparently that should have been the one I was playing more of.
Yeah, I like the answer to that question. What characters do you use? Well, I have the best characters in the game, so I tend to use those.
it's kind of funny. Like I got covers for I got red covers and yellow covers for Old Man Logan, and I couldn't get a black cover for the life of me. Eventually, when the daily resupply came in 8/8/8/20, that week I got like five different covers for Old Man Logan. I'm like, okay, I'm good.
Wow.
I'm okay now.
Yeah, it's a good week.
Jesus. Me and my one cover that's useless will just sit over here and be quiet.
There is one combo that I really like for OML, which is with X-Force Deadpool, because it's great because Logan tanks everything, and whenever he gets hit, Deadpool just fires back.
Right.
And if you combine them with Quake for PvE, oh my god. You turn purple tiles into the countdown tiles, you use the blue power to take them out. It makes the harder nodes kind of trivial at times.
Yeah, have Quake destroy all your countdown for what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that.
Quake is awesome. Quake is pretty dang good. She's up there. Peggy's also really good, but I'm missing a cover for her.
He's missing a cover. I think I have three.
That's exciting. You know, I like the idea. I like to know that playing at the level that you play at is still fun.
It is. It kind of wanes up and down depending on what happens. But I gotta say, the whole the championing of the characters was awesome because you're not wasting any characters and you're getting supplies. The shield rack was awesome because that windfall of ISO.
Yeah.
I basically was able to champ all my remaining twos. I think I took Phoenix and Black Suit Spider-Man to like 350 and a bunch of other four characters to like 150 or 172 for PvE. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there was anyone that didn't like that. I mean, as long as you have some champion 3-stars, you were hungering for ISO, right? I mean,
Sure.
Now, actually, with the shield rank, the whole championing your characters is actually even more worthwhile to flip your twos because you're actually getting additional ISO from championing and any level. So right now, it's basically okay. I'm just waiting to get all my covers to start flipping my twos again.
Yeah, if only I could get a yellow 2-star Quarks, because I have like 9 Quarks dying on the vine.
You do have a lot. It was that is not an exaggeration. I saw more than I cared to count.
Yeah, my whole rewards is nothing but Quarks, and none of them are the one yellow that I need to champion.
Two star Captain America to anyone who isn't
doesn't have the webpage up. But I saw some Nick Furies peppered in there alongside the Captain Americas.
Yeah, I currently have 1 Fury and 7 Quarks.
Okay,
1 Fury, 7 Quarks, and a thing. Yeah, so we'll talk about it later. Okay. But there you go.
Oh, I also like long walks on the beach, you know, that type of stuff.
Now it's something became a dating site. I like long walks on the beach. I like margaritas.
MPQmatches.com. Wait, that was an unintended pun. I got to say.
/r/random acts of MPQ. All right.
Wow. Craig went too far. Let me get my shocked face.
Reddit joke.
Yeah. Before we travel any further down that terrifying rabbit hole, I want to, before we get to the new stuff, do a quick Return of Civil War recap.
Okay, hit it.
With some specific shout-outs to our alliance. One, I thought we did fine. I was largely pleased with the outcome. Above all those things, I would like, apparently we have some new alliance members, so at least new to me. Which doesn't really mean much. You could have been in the Alliance the whole time, and you could appear new to me, because I don't look at the Alliance that often. But I would like to say welcome to Ava Vavoom and Chloe?
Yeah.
Does that sound like something that would happen?
Yes.
Ava
Vavoom.
Ava was in for the entire Civil War.
Right.
Ava Vavoom.
Chloe was not able to get in until after, it was after Civil War had started that we had an opening, and, you know, she had already started
sure
with her alliance, so.
you got to stick with it. That's reasonable. But yeah. Welcome to both of them. I would also like to give a what I would consider an impressive kudos to member Cactus Jack 87, because what I witnessed, Cactus Jack does not make a hey-o noise.
Oh, sorry, I was jumping ahead to the other one.
You,
the
bang, you really
bang.
Did.
He's bang bang.
Yes, he's definitely the bang bang. But he here is what I saw from bang, our bang. Alliance, which I thought was reasonable, but was not acceptable for Cactus Jack 1987. As early as rounds 5 and 6, there was a lot of, oh, this is too hard. We should switch sides. I can't beat a single node. Now, bear in mind that Cactus Jack 1987 has a roster that looks like he started playing the game yesterday. It is.
Wow.
So it, I mean, it's mostly 2 stars, I think, with a couple 3 stars peppered in. He might even have a 4-star or 2, but you know, nowhere near championed and nothing like that. He crushed it during Civil War. He was at the top of, you know, the top, you know, 5 or 6 of both when we did the Cap and Team Iron Man slice. And I don't know how he did it. He all the way through round 7, he was like, nope, I will not be stopped. I'm going to just continue to dominate with my 2 stars and mediocre 3 stars. It is not something that I could do myself. It is not something I encourage or recommend, but damn, was I impressed. So a big thumbs up to you. Good job, Cactus Jack 1987.
That's pretty damn impressive, I gotta say.
Yeah, he was good. I don't know how he does what he does with his roster, because I have a much better roster than he does, and I'm terrible. Just terrible.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So good job, Puzzle Warriors all around. I really had a good time during Civil War. Good job.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, they really are. Good job to Craig on the Cap side and Ray on the Iron Man side. Does that sound right?
I don't know, something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, don't you?
Craig definitely crushed it on both. So Craig ended up with the highest total points of 1.6 million. I had almost 1.6, 1.5 million. And then like Quad Laser, Ava, who's, like we said, just new to the Alliance. I don't want to leave anybody out there. Everybody who was in our Alliance, who is still in our Alliance, did a really good job.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they definitely did.
If you got the boot, you deserved it.
So you guys stick to like one side and then switch, or did you like, you know, go in a different direction? How did you guys tackle the Civil War?
So one side and then switch.
Yeah. Okay. We started Team Iron Man, as always, because it always has the better rewards.
And Cap is a lot easier than Iron Man.
So we beat him down for a while until we got all the...
We got all the Cyclops covers.
Yeah, we got all the Cyclops covers.
And at that point, I did a little bit of math and realized we had slowed down. Our Alliance was not going to be able to get that final reward. So those of us who could got the Red Room token, is that
red
what it
room
was?
Progression. Yeah, the Red Room personal progression, and then moved on to Team Cap.
Yeah. Yep.
And got as many of those rewards as we could.
And it was good. I mean, for
it worked out pretty well.
Completely non-competitive Alliance, I think we did good.
Yeah, all and right. the only part that was rough is when you switch, beating Iron Man was the easiest thing in the world. The nodes were still so incredibly hard.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Story.
Yeah, yeah, once you got through a node, it took you like 3 seconds to whoop up on Iron Man. And you were like, oh, I got to do another node.
Yeah, it's really strange that when the nodes scale independently of the main node, because I think during the first time we ran over, we're like, wait, why is this scaling so much differently from the main node? Because exactly, you basically are facing like, you know, level 200, 300, 400 side waves where you have like a Cap or an IM that you can just basically beat like in 3 moves.
Really? Absolutely.
Yeah, some of those wave battles were just horrendous. Like, they were just brutal.
Ant-Man was the key.
Don't tell me that. That makes me sad just to even think about it.
Once you get Ant-Man, is really good. Once you get Ant-Man going, oh my god, watch out. Like, once he gets either yellow or purple going out, it's basically just a self-feeding machine.
That's awesome. Good job, Ant-Man.
That's a phrase uttered by no one in a Marvel comic.
Nope, it's totally happening.
Hey, at least an MPQ is pretty good for wave battles. Not much for anything else, but for wave battles, he's awesome.
All right, are we moving on? Moving on.
What kind of news do you have for us, Craig?
All right, R109 has been announced. Here's the highlights. Hey, we're back to having character clues again, kids.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you seated?
I'm seated.
All right. This week's clue is fully charged! Exclamation point.
Wow.
So, confirmed, Dazzler.
Yeah.
Who else can charge things up unless, you know, it's...
Jubilee.
Jubilee or
no,
Gambit.
She's dumb. It could be Gambit, but, you know, X-Men are on hiatus, so...
Right. And again, maybe it's not a direct relation to what they can do. Maybe it was, you know, some sort of pun in the same way that when they announced Howard, the clue was get down.
It's true.
I don't know. I feel like they recently told us that we voted for Medusa and she was on her way. So I would like to believe that it's going to be Medusa. But at the same time, I feel like...
But since they told us she won, why not just say it's Medusa?
Right. I was going to say, well, where am I going with this? The new Power Man show drops on Netflix next week. So... Yep. Four-star Power Man seems plausible.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, we will go over the powers shortly once we're done talking about 109, so that may give you further insight.
Okay. Well, tell me about 109.
What's new? Hey, five-star Black Widow showed up.
I remember
Let me tell
that.
You my sad story about those Red Room tokens. So I spent like 150 CP on those. Didn't right. get a single Natasha. I was super sad.
Sweet. Finally, some balance in the universe.
You just wait till later. It's all coming back.
All shows, all the time.
Nope, I think I'm going to get a third black useless Silver Surfer so he can just stand there and make black holes and do nothing useful.
Silver Surfer is pretty sad for a five.
Well, especially when the only power I have is make a black hole. So he can't do it. He can't heal himself. He just stands there and makes black holes.
He's good for a meat. He's a good meat shield, that's for sure.
Yeah. Updates. Shield clearance levels will be arriving soon.
That's the other thing I couldn't remember. Shield clearance levels. What's that all about?
No idea. More info coming soon.
Oh.
To a show near you. Marvel Now version of Magneto. Magnetic Flux now properly displays a banner when the countdown tile activates. Countdown tiles are no longer removed when the countdown tile overwrites the invisibility tile of a defeated character. Too many words. All right. Black Bolt's motivation tile no longer has a black outline when viewing the description of the tile.
Okay.
Weird, but whatever. Peggy Carter's legendary presence no longer displays an animation when the power is already active and she is healed.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Melonhead blind spot now activates after a match is made, not at the end of the turn.
Should actually make
that even stronger.
Yeah.
So not all your future cascades after that first move will be affected.
Does it mean that blind, if you cast it, then you make the match, then it activates the blind spot?
I'm assuming they're talking about the, you know, where it cranks up tiles, right?
I thought blind spot made you invisible. Oh, okay.
Yes, but once you're invisible, then it does other things.
Oh, right, right. When you're invisible, it boosts the tiles that are out there. Yes.
Right. Right. So I think it's now going to do that as soon as you make a match instead of at the end of your turn where it did it a bunch all at once.
Okay, I got you. That does make it a little more powerful.
Here's a nice fix. XP earned in a mission is now displayed after the mission actually completes. Because, man, I hate it when I got the thing on my turn, then the computer took a turn, then it was my turn again, and I had to finish my second turn that I've already been told I've won.
That's inspiring, though.
And there is one of our favorites. An attempted fix has been implemented for fixing Facebook gifting issues, which I don't know that I've experienced, but I'm not sure that you would know if you're experiencing that.
Well, have you got any Facebook gifts? Because that's the bug.
Well, I think it's that you're not getting all the ones you're supposed to.
I haven't got any.
Oh.
Oh. Well, like Patch 109 is on its way.
Right. I've been sending a whole bunch, and I don't think... nobody's getting them. I'm not getting any.
I mean, I don't pay attention to how often I get them, so when the last time I got one is, to be honest.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I just blindly accept them when I log on, and I blindly send them when it asks me to.
Exactly.
I haven't gotten one in... Well, I guess it's like a couple versions ago because I switched my Facebook from like my actual Facebook account to a dummy Facebook account because I was getting very weird friend requests for Marvel post requests. Like, maybe I don't want to put my family pictures along with the people that are playing this game as well.
Right.
But ever since then, I get no Facebook gifts. So I guess, you know, want one.
And you know, another new record here. nothing about characters who are flying.
Cool.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah.
All right. Unknown 4-star coming soon. Here's what we know. It is a yellow, black, red character. For 9 yellow, fortify friendly special tile, then deal damage for each friendly fortified special tile on the board. Will also create a strength protect tile if paired with another certain character. So leading you to believe that it could very well be Power Man, because he likes to team up with the Fist.
Yeah, Medusa likes to team up with Black Bolt.
That's also true. His black,
yep.
The passive creates a special tile whenever the enemy fires a power, and if this hero is in the front, reduces a random special tile. But it's not necessarily an enemy special tile. It could also be one of yours.
Oh.
So that's kind of good and bad. That's so you don't want this person in the front because you don't want them reducing a random tile because it could be yours.
Sure.
And then for 13 red, deal damage with bonus damage if the board is clear of any special tiles, enemy special tiles.
Yeah, I'm with Ray. This sounds a lot like a 4-star Cage. I mean, it's the same colors pretty much.
Yeah. Yep, he's also yellow, red, black.
I couldn't remember what his third power was. I knew it was yellow and black, but...
Yeah, red shield.
Yeah, red.
So, I think Ian might be correct on this one. It could very well be the 4-star version of Cage.
Right. I want to know who he gets the bonus if he's paired with.
It's got to be the Fist.
Maybe. Could be Daredevil. I don't know.
No.
Why not?
He's got to protect Danny. That's his job.
Well, you got to wait.
It could be the Defenders. Yeah. Could be a Punisher.
Anybody with a Defender tag.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
That's not bad, actually.
Anybody who has a Defender tag. That way I don't have to wait until...
No, because then it would say paired with a team, like Fantastic does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll find out on Monday.
Well, no, Cthulhu's post says that it will be a little ways off.
Oh.
So that could be anywhere from now until God knows when.
It could be next Thursday.
It could be.
I feel like the 15th is when. Someone look up the release date of Marvel's Luke Cage on Netflix.
I think it's the 30th. Pretty sure it's the 30th of September.
Oh, well then it could be that much. It's further than I thought.
September 30th.
All right.
Yeah, I cut the cord, so it's basically Netflix and Hulu for me.
Same here. It's an okay life. I am desperate to find out a way to watch football here in the next couple days.
You're good for the first week because you can watch it on the Twitter.
What?
Twitter is streaming. I think the Thursday night games.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Because
it is also just released like special emojis in Twitter for each NFL team, so that as you're watching football, you can tweet about.
So
them.
That's all right. So I got that'll buy me a couple days, it leaves me just the evening to learn how to use Twitter.
But nothing says live TV like Twitter.
Yeah. And for the love of God, Ian, we'll just drive over to the Walmart and spend $10 on an antenna and stick it out your window to pick up a broadcast station. I'm
telling you, we do not get those here in the sticks.
No, you're in a pseudo town.
I totally
get a broadcast station there.
Yeah, ABC, the worst possible one. I get three versions of ABC, PBS, and I forget one other channel that is not useful.
That is not CBS or Fox.
Correct.
Have you heard of Sling TV?
Yes, I've been looking into that. It looks like the most viable option.
That's pretty nice, I gotta say. I don't have it, but a friend of mine has it, and it's pretty nice.
But for a Sling box, you'd have to hook it up to your father-in-law's TV or something?
I don't know. Kelly looked into Sling TV. It looks like it's a fair price, and it gets you a good amount of live television shows. So I'll keep you guys posted. In the meantime, if you want to send Ray some comments on how I can watch more football.
I will compile them.
I got a couple
of
nicks, but
they're
probably going to get you banned from iTunes. So.
We can discuss that later.
Right.
Well, so that's really all the news that's fit to print there, kids. It's patch 109, new 4-star. Anybody else got anything else you want to throw out here for the good of the order? Bueller? No? Great. Moving on. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
So I think everybody took me too literally, and didn't comment quite as much this time. There were That'll a lot fewer you. Comments, but I was okay with that. So the first thing, I spent the weekend back in my home state, and I spent a little bit of time with my brother, who made an excellent point that I wanted to bring up. So we talk about Moon Knight and how his crescent attack, you don't get to pick who it is, right? He just attacks someone at random.
Right.
Well, my brother had a good point about this. Moon Knight never takes orders from anyone, even the player. He's going to take out the person he wants to take out.
Yeah.
And that's why it works that way. I thought that was an interesting point of view.
Yeah, I like it. I can accept that.
Really, you're asking Moon Knight to do something rational?
Right, exactly. Not a rational dude. So we got a comment from our new Alliance member, Ava, who said that until she joined the Alliance and saw the name, every time that Craig said Sneaky Beat in the intro, she heard Stinky Pete and thought it was a Toy Story 2 reference.
All right, name officially changed. Hi, Stinky Pete.
Oh, man.
And I'll follow this up with that my brother also commented that he thought it was Stinky Feet.
Apparently, I should enunciate a little better.
Apparently. Way to go, mushmouth. Arby-uba-oba-kaby.
I keep putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's so funny coming from Chaos 70 Snoo.
Yeah, Chaos 70 Snoo. Hey, I did it this week without even laughing.
I know.
I was waiting
right there.
So just to be clear, it is Sneaky Beat. There you go.
Right. Thanks.
All cleared up.
I got to say, I didn't quite know that as well until I saw the script.
Who knew that my handle was a mystery, an ongoing mystery for 55 weeks now?
I also listened at 1.x, 1.5x, so that probably doesn't help either.
Cracks me up that that's become a thing.
Yeah. Next comment is from Perendiak, who said that the Blade Runner quote was amazing, as anybody who is a Blade Runner fan would say. I just wanted to bring that up and feel justified for a minute. He also said that when he was on, we were having snow, but now he's in the middle of a massive tropical storm, and he wants to know if we can trade places now.
No, but thank you.
Jordan from Jersey mentioned the boosts, how the boosts are changed. I don't know if we mention this on the last episode? I think we did. The boosts, you no longer just get critical boosts, but you get a random boost.
Yeah, the random boost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
So he says it made no difference to him because he never uses them. But to me, I think that's awesome. I love the fact that we're not just getting critical boosts all the time. I'm always...
Yep, I'm down with the random boost for sure.
I think they should make the random boost bring back the old retired boosts that don't exist anymore. Just to really throw the extra flavor in.
I got okay friends in the Alliance that still have those.
Apparently now they're collector's items, so...
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Leonard wanted to clear up that he said that he thought Reed was a good support piece, and with the right folks around him, he's fun. He's not a game breaker like Teen Gene or a drag of society like Cho. So he's just saying that he's useful.
Sure.
I agree with Cho, but the Teen Gene, the Jean Grey, that's sacrilegious.
No, wait, he's saying he's a middle-of-the-road character. Like, he's not as bad as Cho, but he's not as good as four-star Jean.
Right.
Okay. Sure, I can go with that.
Okay.
So FAHQ actually mentioned Teen Jean as well, saying that we probably don't need much help describing her awesomeness, but he is running as a 5-3-5 with her, and that she is awesome in PvE events. However, no longer scares him in PvP unless boosted, because she only has 14,000 hit points. So he's saying that you can fist bust her really quickly using Iron Fist and Hawk Buster. I still skip her. I'm still at the point that I'm not... I mean, we'll get into her a little bit later, but
right.
They're already talking about her. They figured out your clue, Craig. And another comment from... Did you have some?
No, just I agree with his assertion that 5-3-5 is the best build for her, but if I see her with Switch, I will skip, because it's just a matter of time she gets enough purple to just mow you down.
Interesting.
But if you pair, but she's really good pairing with Iceman, the Bobby Drake. But then in that case, you can actually switch her to 5-5-3 because you want to use Bobby's green anyway.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
and
I don't
pair
have
with
a...
battery man, and then you're all set.
I don't have a choice with my build yet. I don't have a champion, so. So the next comment was from Daywalker. He specifically called me out. He said, "Hey, Chaos Nevenishnu." he says that one of the reasons he enjoys the podcast is because it represents a casual player's point of view, which is more often optimistic, more so than the forums. So I'm glad we're there for you.
Great. A fountain of optimism, this show. And I agree. That seems reasonable. I mean, what I'm learning is, you know, you can still be a high level player, but and still enjoy the game is definitely what Angel is teaching me this episode. Unless, so you're turning it around.
Unless your name is Angry Salad, then you're just angry all the time.
Well, I mean, it's there in the title. You can't really get around that.
The game is fun still. I
gotta say. Well, hold on. I have to derail this for a minute. And do you remember that there was a really bad cartoon that was like, it was kind of like Pokemon, except that it was done with like weird Japanese food. And one of the things was Fried Ricer. And when you make him and he would attack, you'd be like, Fried Ricer!
Anyway,
every time I hear Angry Salad, that's what I think in my head, is that he's one of the fighting things from that cartoon. It's that the Angry Salad comes out and he's like, ah!
That was a really interesting and bizarre segue. I would like to find out more about this cartoon. I'll never watch it, but it does sound silly.
I believe it's called Fighting Foodons.
Yeah, that's it. How did you find that so fast?
I don't know.
Yeah, the
my Google Foo is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Fighting Food. Yeah, Fried Ricer. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it just a cartoon? Was it also a collectible card game? Is it an exciting new app on my iPhone where I have to walk around and catch Fried Ricer and Angry Salad?
Does it give you seizures when you put it on TV?
Okay. You know, I put it in the chat there for you.
I'll check it out later.
Some Fried Ricer Fighting Food Ons. But that's, you know, Fried Ricer!
Angry Salad!
Right, exactly.
The last thing that I want to go over, a couple comments from people. Pumspack. Hopefully that's not a swear word in some language I'm not aware of. he said, "Dear Puzzle Warriors 3, I typically listen to the podcast during my grinding hour-long commute, and this week was no exception. As Ian began the featured character of the week segment, I completely lost focus on the podcast. I was going 60 miles an hour and became convinced that part of my car's suspension had broken loose on the other side of my car. There was a scary grinding whining sound, and it just seemed to be getting louder. Was I losing a wheel? After a few moments of panic, I sheepishly realized it was just the guitar from the Rollins Band performing Ghost Rider in the background of the podcast." he said, "You got me good." And he also, I wanted to, there was another comment on our webpage from Mark Cole that said the seemingly random heavy metal music during the Ghost Rider segment was jarring while driving in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm sorry about that. That was definitely my favorite part of last week's show. nothing takes me back to the mid-90s like Hank singing about Ghost Rider.
Did anybody see the trailer on Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of this past week?
I have not seen it.
Does it look glorious? I have not seen it. How's it look?
I'm very skeptical, to say the least.
they showed you a car.
Well, yeah, it's not the Johnny Blaze bicycle. I think it's a Charger or something like that. But it's, I'm not quite sure. Inhumans and now Johnny Ghost Rider on TV. I'm not quite sure if this is like the jumping the shark moment for S.H.I.E.L.D. or not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, probably not. They've done well so far. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that trailer as soon as we're done here.
It's basically like a cell phone footage of like a Charger and like flames in the background. So
okay.
Pretty awesome.
So sorry if I disturbed anyone by throwing some Henry Rollins in there, but I found it amusing. So
should talk Gwar next week.
Gwar every week.
That's all I have for listener comments.
Well, maybe if we ever cover, they need to put Rhino in this game, right? And then we can have Gore Gore.
Oh.
Gore Gore. Okay. That just
there was some, I'd have to go through Marvel's and Gore's catalog kind of at the same time. I don't want to get into the, Gore just gets too dicey. This is an all ages show. Someone tell me what time it is.
Hey, Ian, guess what time it is. It's time for the feature character of the week. Week, week.
Feature character of the week. Week, 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 week.
This week brought to you by A. Cement Torsos. You know, Vinny down the street won't play ball with you? Have him fitted for a cement torso from A. cement torsos, serving New Jersey for the last 100 years.
You thought like Enzo.
So Ian, tell me all about it.
Oh my god, and again, just like every week, this week I actually only read it slightly different. Like you read AY as A. I read it as A. Cement torsos. If you cross the mob, you get cement shoes. If you cross the cartels, you get a cement torso. Aye! Cement torsos. Well, the cement torsos is bringing you none other than everybody's favorite teenaged four-star, Jean Grey. She is a purple, blue, and green. Her purple power is mind over matter. It will cost you 10 purple. She converts up to 3 random enemy strike, attack, or protect tiles to basic tiles and deals 329 damage to the enemy team. As the levels go up, the damage goes up. She converts more tiles and does more damage. She now converts enemy invisibility and countdown tiles. And then she converts 6 tiles of all the varieties and does 1,965 damage, and then does even more when she's at max level. She deals 3,888 damage to the enemy team and converts up to 6 random strike, protect, attack, invisibility, or countdown tiles back to basic tiles. So, blammo, that's a bargain for 10. That's outrageous. I don't like you already. All right, she's got a blue power, which is called Psychic Feedback. It is passive. It costs 0 blue. Whenever the opponent makes a match 5, Jean destroys up to 3 AP in their strongest color and stuns the enemy team for 1 turn and deals 247 damage to them. See, she does more damage to the enemy team. She stuns them for 2 turns. See, she does more damage to the enemy team and destroys 4 AP in the strongest color. More damage still and destroys 6 AP in their strongest color. Man, Gene, just calm down, dude. She destroys up to...
You're a teenager, right?
Yeah, seriously. These crazy mutants or inhumans, I don't know what they are these days, but one day at level 5, in case you never get to see it, her blue will destroy up to 6 AP in the strongest color, stun your entire team for 2 turns, and deal 2,083 damage to the entire team.
So this power exists. But God forbid Venom be able to stun the entire team for 1 turn. Oh no, the world has ended. Venom stunned somebody. Yeah. Move on.
I'm on. We're on to Full of Surprises. This is her green ability. It costs you 12 green AP. All right, let's see what she does. She deals 448 damage to the enemy team, then creates up to 2 random strike, attack, or protect tiles, strength 37. Then she's dealing more damage. Then she's making more tiles, 3 tiles, for that are even stronger than before. Dealing more damage, making more tiles that are even stronger than before.
And fighting around the world.
And fighting around the world. She's making music, making songs, and fighting around the world. These abilities? Sure. Why not?
I agree.
So then she's dealing more damage and creating stronger tiles. So one day she will do 3,385 damage to the entire enemy team, create up to 4 random strike, attack, or protect tiles of strength 180. So I am a scrub, so I have always no room to talk. But I have to believe, even though I heard this before from our distinguished guest, that since you have no direct control over her blue, that one's got to be at 3 and the other 2 have to be at 5.
If you have a pair, for example, with... I pair a lot with Switch, because Switch is generating purple for her, so that's her main power. And at that point, you basically just want to maximize the damage output. So yeah, you go 5-3-5, but if you're going... But the good thing about championing is that if you're going against people doing cascades, it's awesome to just leave like a match 5 in a color that they can't use. And yeah, go ahead and match it. You know, we'll see what happens. It's great. It's a great power. It's just, unless you have a better green output, like I said, Iceman, you right. Really want to have her at 5-3-5. Just to be able to stun them for like a turn and taking the 3 or 4 AP, that's going to give you enough time to gather enough AP and keep, you know, mowing them down with the AoE attacks.
For but sure. Yeah, and go ahead. Yeah,
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, at level 3, she's already stunning them for the 2 turns instead of 1 turn. So that's, you know, unless you need to do even more damage and steal even more AP, 3 seems like more than enough.
And what you actually want to try to do with, if possible, for like the finishing move, you want to try to fire off the green, because you might get either attack tiles or preferably strike tiles, and then fire her purple to do extra damage.
Sure.
I mean, she sure. Gray's awesome. Gray's awesome, especially in PvP. That you see a lot of gene busters with Hulkbuster. It's a pretty nasty combination to go against.
I bet. It seems like her only weak point is her hit points aren't particularly high.
No, that is true. But it's not Old Man Logan.
No, it's certainly no deterrent. What about you, fine gentlemen? Former co-hosts of this show.
So I have her at 4-5-2. That's all the covers I've been able to do. But I've upped her already to level 192. And the reason I did that is because I got all 3 covers. For a while there, she was a deterrent. I could do a PvP fight, get some points, and then throw her in as my deterrent in order to not get attacked.
Sure.
It doesn't work as much as it used to, but it's because people are just getting all the 5 stars and they don't really care if you have a teen gene out there as much. But yeah, that's where I have her. So the problem again with the psychic feedback is it is relying on the computer to make match 5s, and as we all know, the computer sucks at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The computer makes match 5 when it's in a row, but if it's in a T or an L shape, not doing it, so it's just not going to be. It is still decent against, you know, like I said, as a deterrent, because
as a break team in PvP,
right? Exactly.
Yep. Sure.
Because quite often,
No,
PvP. I skip her almost all the time because I can't stand being punished for making a 5 match. It drives me bazonkers.
Yeah, Gina. Obviously, the AI doesn't do match 5s very often, but she's great to prevent those BS cascades that the AI always seems to do. You know, like, oh, sure, I'm just going to do, like, 5 match 5s right now and take all your characters down to, like, 0. She's really good against that. Yeah. So she works really well for PvE to prevent that type of damage, you know, whenever the AI just decides to go crazy.
Yeah, but when I play a lot of Switch and Iron Fist, who like to make big buckets of cascades, she is insta-death.
Well,
I have her at 135, and she is currently in the outhouse.
135, interesting.
Well, that's what I get, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is the always exciting and always popular 4-star Jean Grey, brought to you by Cement Torsos. I don't know what else they could possibly provide. Maybe if you have a friend who's a sculptor that specializes in torsos. reverse busts.
All right. Dying in the Vine time. Like I said, I think I've pretty much whined about mine enough. It's 7 freaking 2-star Steve Rogers that I can't do anything with. Yet another blue Nick Fury that I can't do anything with. And I've got a yellow 4-star Cyclops that I can't do anything with. So I'm just hoping for lots of covers in the next 10 days-ish.
Right, how close are you on Cyclops?
Let me find him here.
Did the Civil War was not helpful enough?
I have him at 4-5-2, so I would still need 2 covers.
Oh, and it's very similar with Nick Fury as well. You have him at like 5-4-1.
Yes.
So you would need 2 covers.
I've lost Fury in this here scrolling screen, so I can't find him.
Cool.
5-5-1 is correct. Yeah, so I need 2 there as well.
Okay.
2 very specific.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You could always
have to get
just
one exact color, so it's not looking
right.
Good. So I'll probably be selling those off. So what do you guys got?
Well, hold on. Here's a dilemma where I already know your answer, but I'm curious. Since you got those Dying on the Vine, what if today in Open Up a Token segment, you got...
I know where you're going. The answer is still no dice.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Well, what? I don't know.
Oh, what if
neither,
you got...
Neither do I.
Oh, what if he got... What if he opens up a purple Fury token today? Is he going to spend that 120 CP to get him to max covers so that it doesn't die on the vine?
Nope.
Okay. Just checking.
That's good 6 choice. Covers I can good open. Choice. Yeah, that's 6 legendary tokens I can be opening instead.
Sure.
It sounds super tempting, but I just can't. Just wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. It's, you know,
if I were in whale living amounts where I didn't care, sure. But I ain't that kind of liver.
I'm going to say. So championing Cyclops or Nick Fury would be less satisfying than opening five red room tokens that yielded you nothing?
Yes. Well, I mean, they yielded me a bunch of four stars.
Yeah.
But, you know.
No Nick Furies then. No Cyclops. No Nick Furies.
Well, actually, that is where one of the Nick Furies came from, I think. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got nothing on my vine. I'm in full. Ever since that big windfall of ISO, I've gone into full hoarding mode.
Wow.
And so I just delete everybody off my vine as soon as I get them. So I got nothing. Yeah, sorry. I've gone crazy.
I still have my Luke Cage that I don't want to do because that will give me a Kingpin that I can't use.
Right.
And I still have my Gamora that will give me a Star-Lord that I can't use. They expire in 2 and 3 days, respectively. Oh. So I'll be adding those levels here shortly, and then I'll have another, 2 weeks?
Another 14 days, yep.
Yeah. I did manage to get another Blue Professor X, and he is at 552.
Yeah, get
so
there.
So if I can get another yellow, I'll be able to use him.
Right.
I have a yellow Ares, because I'm trying to get him. I figure, why not do all the 2 stars? So, I have him at, 325, I think, something like that, so...
Okay.
That's not a big deal. It's a 2-star. But right. I also managed to get a 6th Green Venom cover. And like I just said, I have none of his black power.
Oh, yeah. That's too bad about that Venom cover. That's going, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just sell that one for cash right now.
And
I have a yellow Sam Wilson, which I have him at 552.
Right. Ooh. All right.
So I'm close with him as well, but not there yet, so... We'll see. If I can get a another red for him, he'll be my next 4-star champion. So
I have 6 Hawkeyes, 2-star Hawkeyes that are waiting to be applied because I don't have enough ISO to champ Hawkeye just yet.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I'm about 25k short, so I should be fine by the end of the week.
Sure.
I got 7 days still, so, and I got a yellow Nova actually, that's gonna die on the vine because I had to choose between Quake and Nova this week. And I went with Quake.
Yeah.
And I'm kinda glad I did because I got from the Volt token for this past, PvE, I got another Quake, so, you know, that worked out perfectly.
Nice.
Yeah, good choice. Because I think you'll still be successful with Nova at this Crash of the Titans that's coming up, even without having him championed.
Nova's great with... Did I mention the Nova's great with Old Man Logan?
let me tell you how much I hate all of you people. Quite a bit.
Seems unnecessary. But speaking of that, when I'm listening to you guys, this is like the one perk of being me in this game. Because let me tell you a quick story about a guy who has never had to sell a 4-star cover.
Wow.
This guy, the end. I'm not that... I'm you know, pretty low on the totem pole. So I've got no 4 stars at 5 covers. So I'm in no peril, no matter what happens.
I've sold a 5. I don't know, part of me died.
I couldn't do it. There's no way I could sell a 5. This can't.
Well, if you've got 12 covers and you can't get that 13th, you don't have a chance.
Oh, like I get 5 stars that often. I ain't remotely worried about that. Jesus.
Don't you, though?
My best chance is Iron Man's got 6. That's as good as it gets.
You, Craig.
Have the time to listen to me whine?
No.
About nothing and everything all at once?
I know where you're going with this, but I was actually going to see if you remembered any of those Red Room tokens that you opened.
Yeah, you really asked me to remember that, and I promptly then didn't remember that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm pretty sure I got another Ghost Rider.
Okay.
He's up to level 273 now, which is really nice because... Hulkbuster and Ghost Rider plowed their way through many a Civil War match together.
Cool.
Who are you using with black? You got to use Hulkbuster's black, right?
Nope.
Wow, okay.
Nope, I was not. I was using my black for Penance Dare.
Yeah, sure.
Not my choice.
It is not. It is definitely, you just got to take some damage, but it is definitely powerful.
Yeah, it was, you know, it's BDSM Carol, Hulkbuster, and...
Sure.
And Ghost Rider. Let me look, Ian. There was somebody else that was somewhat exciting. Oh, I think that was one of my X-23 covers, because I have her at 422 now.
Okay, great.
I think she was less than that before. All I know is that I want the, you know, anniversary to hurry up and get here so I can get me another Devil Dino cover. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
That's in Dino.
Yeah, you know.
Really, if you pair, this is a really annoying combination. Pair Dino with Star-Lord and Professor X. Because you basically fire yellow Star-Lord. It drops down the cost of the purple for Dino a bit. And then just PX Melon Head is basically just creating tiles each time you match purple. It's really annoying.
Roar zap. Yeah.
What is that? Does that get Dance at Arms down to like one purple?
I think it gets it down to like one or two. I think it gets it down to one.
Yeah, because it's normally only like three, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's normally three.
Yeah, so that would get it down to one purple.
It's going to take you 5 hours to finish a match, but...
Man. I'd have to try that. It just sounds
These are the things
ridiculous.
That you think about when you're in day like 800 plus.
Someday I'll try that. It sounds fun. Maybe I'll put that in as a PvP team and people just look at it weirdly. Maybe they'll run away because they think I've got some secret that nobody knows about. Or they'll just trounce me for a lot of points. You know, one of the two.
Sure. Ray, did you get any good rewards of the week?
Yeah, Ray, what'd you get this week?
Oh, I got a ton of 4 stars. So apart from the 3 4-star Cyclopses that we all got, I managed to get to boost my already championed. I got an X-Force Wolverine, I got an Elektra, and I got a Hulkbuster.
Wow.
So, yeah, just awesome. I also managed to get a Gwen and a Quake cover, which were useful to me. So I have both of them with all three covers, or all three powers now. No, that is incorrect. Gwen is, it is a 0-3-4. So I still don't have her, what is
You don't
that?
Have Cherry Bomb.
No, I have Cherry Bomb. I don't have Teenage
Kick.
Kick
out the jams?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what Teenage Kick does, because I don't have it. The stun's one random enemy for one turn. I don't have that power.
It's got the cool animation as she goes flying across the screen.
Yeah. But my Quake is getting up there a little bit, so yeah, it was a good week.
I got from the Red Room tokens, I got a blue Peggy Carter.
Nice.
So I'm short one red cover to max cover her. I got a black, I got a yellow Black Bolt, so that's my first Black Bolt. That's really nice.
Nice.
And then, you know, last but not least, I got a yellow Mr. Fantastic. So, you know, good with the bad.
Right. Right. Well, good news. Soon, when you use that Black Bolt, he won't have the black border around his yellow power when you highlight it.
The national nightmare is now over.
Yeah, I got much less. I usually reserve anything I get for this show because I don't open tokens very often. I did get, obviously, those 3 Cyclops covers, and my Red Room token got me I don't even remember what color of Winter Soldier it was, but it was one of his colors. If he has a purple, it was purple.
Yep.
Then yes, I got a purple Winter Soldier cover.
Hey, that was one of the things I got. I got a blue Bucky on Sunday.
Oh, all right. There you go. And I also, some non-exciting covers. I got a, there was that vault that only had 40 things in it, 41 things in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to buy myself a 10-pack for that vault in hopes of getting that Quake. And it turns out I did not get that Quake or the legendary token, but I did get all 3 3-star Steve Rogers and all 3 3-star Battery Mans.
Oh, nice.
So that was at least satisfying.
I love Battery Man. He's awesome.
Yeah, he really has come a long way. Come a long way since he was retooled.
I actually had him under cupboard before they changed him because just to keep the cost down. I had it a 5/5/2 for the longest time. And the game just kept giving me yellow covers. I am not going to max you, Iron Man. I'm not going to max you. And then they buffed him. Like, okay, I'll max you now.
All right. Let's open some tokens. Brought to you this week by this guy. Shout out to our sponsor, this guy. Who wants to go first?
I'm already here, so let's do this. I'm going to open a classic. I'm going to spend 20 CP and get a Classic Legend token. And the Classic Legend token will yield none other than the 4-star version of... You guessed it. Spider-Gwen. Gwen Stacy. Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
Oh, nice. I like that power.
I do too.
Is it my turn?
And it could be.
If you like.
It is my turn. So this is from my Miles Morales fight. I'll open a latest Legends, get my 10 XP, because that is awesome, and receive a 4-star. Oh, another Elektra. So there you go.
Great.
Yeah. So that'll take her up to 275.
Mm. Little postscript to my story. That cover brought my Spider-Gwen out of the poo house, and now she is a 1-2-1.
There you go.
All right, I got a latest legend here, and I'm going to say that it is going to be a Black Bolt cover. Are you ready?
Yeah, it's way too bold. I am not ready. I'm ready for you to get a.
It's a five star,
Mr. Fant. Oh, it is.
Oh, even better, Bruce Banner, the other guy.
Nice.
Whoa, that is excitement to the tenfold.
I was also saying Boo Earns.
Boom. I did not have a Bruce Banner. And it's the really good power.
So. Yeah, it is.
Bonus on me, the universe again, smiling on this guy.
I would like to reference the title of last week's episode at this moment once again.
Are we sure that Craig is in a D3 plant?
Probably true. Could be true.
Saved all my, I saved my CP from last week just for the pulling the tokens. I actually don't have any latest legends because I was trying to get a blue Iron Man before he went to the classic. So I don't have those. But I got 100 CP to spend right now. So.
Wow!
So big money, no whammies. I got a 4-star Drax purple. I can use that.
He is a solid character.
Yeah, that does not sound at all like a whammy.
Slice of dice can really mess you up.
Yeah,
that sounds like 3,000 and a spin.
Ooh, a 5-star. And I got
it's another old man Logan.
No. It's a 5-star blue surfer, which it would be my 7th blue cover that I've gotten for him.
Okay, so
next one, 4-star Elektra. That's 100,000 ISO right there.
You're not championing her?
She is so far down. Okay, so she's not at Cho level, but she's pretty down there. She's really good for PvE. It's just I have a couple of other characters I want to bring up first.
Sure.
So, okay, 4-star Melonhead. I can certainly use that.
Oh, yeah, Melonhead.
Actually, I actually have 2 Melonheads rostered. One is Max and the other one's for Winfinite.
Okay.
Just because, you know.
Sure.
And a 4-star, another Drax.
Wow.
Black, so 2 Drax. That, actually, that does that complete my Drax?
Yeah, I want to know where your Drax is now.
My Drax is now at a 3-3-5.
Okay, that's very
close. There.
Yeah.
Then my Professor X is at 277, and then I would cry a little bit over Silver Surfer later on.
Yeah, where was it? Somewhere just recently there was an event that had Drax in it that you had to use it. Was that part of the Civil War, maybe? I don't remember, but I really enjoyed using him. I have him at like 220, but I was pleasantly surprised with how well he performed.
Yeah, I remember what event that was, but yeah, his when that cranked up Slice and Dice really can put down the beat down quick.
Yeah, I think there was an event that I think it was the Heart of Darkness. I think in one of the events, there is one of the AI characters, and man, he packs a punch.
Yeah, he does.
I don't like the fact that you have to fire as purple and then fire up. It ends your turn, but other than that, he's pretty good. I think so. That's all I have.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pull, though. I mean,
My poor Drax doesn't even have any slice and dice, so I don't even have the good attack.
Yeah,
I've got the stupid hide in a corner and hope I can do damage later. Power.
Yeah.
Good times. I can't believe you spent all that CP here for us. Exciting times.
If you knew me, you know that saving the 100, that 100 CP was hard. It's 20 CP in, 20 CP out, you know. Saving, I'll leave that for my 401k. If I can't spend my virtual money, what good is this?
I spent a bunch. I'm down to 145. I'm going to try and build it back up to 200.
Crazy talk. I get 12.
There was somebody in our alliance that saved up to 1,000 CP.
Ugh, wow!
And he was debating between buying his last Logan cover or just spending it on tokens. He actually filmed it on Facebook Live and put it up on our web on our page.
Wow!
He did not get a yellow OML. He was not very happy.
That'll learn you. I think that's it for this week. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The Podcast Network, or the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network. available at soon-to-be-named-network.com, includes this and several other great shows. So I would encourage you to check out soon-to-be-named-network.com for shows like the Long Box Heroes After Dark, the Fresher and Parlance YouTube broadcast, the Prodigal Sons, the Profane Arguments, the Prime Defective, the Podvocacy, and
the Cinnabon Hour, hosted by Todd.
Hurts. No, I thought I forgot something because it was getting too alliterative for me. But I'm going to say that's all our shows. If I missed any, I apologize. Please forgive me. Just this once. And if you would like to learn more about any of our shows, please check out Soon to Be Named Network at soon-to-be-named-network.com, or you can check out any of those shows. We have direct links here on our webpage at Puzzle Warriors 3.
Good deal. Angel, I want to thank you for coming on. Good time. We appreciate it. Thank you for
sponsoring the show. Thank you for having me. It's a lot of fun. It's a pleasure.
But I want to thank everybody else for joining us as well. As always, check us out for updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. Hear us on your favorite, podcasting flavor. Find one of those things. Use it. Love it. If you want to hear something on the show, complain about something, contact us via the Discuss feature on our webpage. Shoot us an email. Leave a comment on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. Any of those ways, you can get to us. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner. You buy something there. We get a little kickback from Amazon. Or you could become a patron, much like Angel did. And we love all of our patrons.
Totally worth it.
So that's what we got for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, clones are never good as the original. Good night.
Goodbye, everyone.
Stinky Pete, signing off.
Doesn't he sound like a villain from Donald Duck or something? Like, oh no, here comes Stinky Pete.
Apparently he is I've never seen Toy Story 2, so I don't know the reference, but apparently you're already in the Disney world, so
he's the villain in Toy Story 2.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's basically Andy loses Woody, and then Woody is bought by a collector that's trying to put everything together from the old show that Woody was on to sell to collectors in Japan, and Stinky Pete was angry because nobody bought him.
Okay.
So, but it turns out that Stinky Pete was like the rarest character on the show, so he went for the most money in the end, and he turned his life around?
No, because there, it's basically like the easy cartridge. Basically, there's a lot of them in a dumpster. Literally, nobody bought them.
Poor E.T. That game was so much better than it gets credit for.
No, it wasn't.
I loved it.
I got in a hole once in that game, and I just could never actually get out of that hole. I could never figure out how to get out of the hole.
You got to center E.T. in the center of the pit, so that way when he comes out at the top, you don't immediately drop back down into the pit. Really, the only part that's tricky is getting to call the spaceship to the landing pad at the right moment before the FBI agent shows up to drag you away.
Wow. Oh my god, that would have saved me so much therapy in the future.
Yeah, it's really, that's key. Collect enough Reese's Pieces to get Elliot to give you the phone for free.
I could never figure out how to get out of that hole. They asked you this.
Yeah, as a youngster, that was one of the first games that I, because Atari games didn't all have endings. They were just kind of perpetual for quite a while, and then that game came out. So it was the first game a video game I think I ever beat. Followed up closely by Pitfall 2.
Mm.
That was rough.
There you go. Tips brought to you by Stinky Pete.
Thank you.
You should totally ask DC to change your name now. Totally.
I don't think I've ever seen that show. I mean,
what's that?
Toy Story 2.
No, I missed that one. I saw 1 and 3 somehow. I don't know
I saw the first one because the girl I was seeing at the time wanted to go see it in the theater. So we went and saw it in the theater. But
totally about a reason. Totally about it.
That one messed me up a little bit. Why is that? How is it?
What?
I don't know. Like, I've blocked out you completely prior to knowing you when I don't. Why were you dating someone? That's not right.
Jeez.
I thought you just appeared one day and you were married to your wife and everything was right with the universe.
No. This was before I met the wife.
Holy smokes. I don't even want to. I'm going home.
Yeah. Did we not know you then? Maybe I didn't know you then.
No, I was, at the best, I was a fringe friend, but.
Yeah, this would have been, you would have still been in high school, because this would have been like 94.
Yeah, that I was just going to say, I would, to this day, I have no reason to comprehend anybody dating you, let alone your lovely wife. So yeah, no, this was, I was just going to say, you didn't know, I didn't meet you till 95, 96. I mean, I walked into original GMG down in the scary basement like once or twice while I was still in high school, but that was enough for me.
Right. Yeah, it would have been 94, I think, when I was seeing Colleen. So
I've heard of her.
What year did Toy Story come out?
Oh, no. I didn't see it.
The first one? No, you saw the first one.
I saw the first one.
1995.
All right, so apparently it was 1995.
There you go.
Because I got, let's see, how old am I?
I've
been married 18 years.
Sounds like something you would do.
Whatever that was.
All right, somewhere in there, I am going to cut in an end of the show.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, bye, friends.
Bye.
Angel, hello and welcome to the show. How would you like to be addressed?
Angel is fine, but Angel is fine, or you can do the Spanish pronunciation because Angel sounds like a stripper name.
Angel is.
Angel, perfect. Hey, you got it.
My boss's name is, although he is from Cuba, but he changed it to Angel.
I used to go to college by David just because it's too hard for people to understand how to say Angel in Spanish. I used to tell him, look, this is just spell it out this way. O-N-H-E-L-L. Which is funny because it's the complete opposite of Angel.
Right.
I bet Ray didn't even record that because he sucks.
Not true. I mean, he may have not recorded it, but he's the best producer we've ever had.
I definitely am going to use the recording of Craig saying Ray probably didn't record that because he sucks.
I will agree that he is the best sound audio producer guy we've ever had. No questions.